Hey Audio Boo, I hope everybody is having a good Tuesday. It's the 1st of July. It's been a weird one today. I didn't sleep very well last night at all. I was really tired as well, which is really quite annoying. I've got a few things I want to talk about. I just heard an Audio Boo, and I'm not sure how legal this was, and I'm not sure whether they allow it or not at the NFB convention, so if they don't, I do apologise, but it was recorded and it was put in the public domain, so therefore I am going to talk about it. The KNFB reader looks fantastic. My only worry is, how much is it going to cost? I think, for me, if it costs under £100, and it works as well as it appears to you on the demonstration, and I'll say that because, although, I don't think companies necessarily mislead us, but, and I don't know how much, I'm pretty sure the guys who were demonstrating were VI, if they knew it, they were using VoiceOver very well actually, so, but that doesn't mean they're not VI. But it would be interesting to see how accurate there it is from a VO user's point of view who have no slight to line up image and stuff. And it was a snapshot of the app's demo that I heard. But that would, like I said, if it was under £100, I would definitely buy it. Because I think it's an invaluable tool, and I know it was used quite a lot by people on the Nokia platform. So that's pretty exciting, and I think we're moving very fast with technology. And it's quite warm again today. You probably can hear I've got fans on again. It's not been hot. It's been very humid this afternoon. It rained a little bit at lunchtime. So I'm quite tired. So this morning I took Bertie to the vets. Well, I didn't take him to the vets. We weren't going to take him. We were just going picking up the dog's flu treatment, and I was going to get him weighed because it's good to keep an eye on the weight. And she said 26.10, and I was like, oh my god, my dog is fat. And then later on, when I was thinking about it, because his optimum weight is 26, and I thought stupidly that it was, you know, like how there is 14 pounds of a stone. I was thinking there's 14 grams in kilogram. That is how tired I was this morning, ladies and gentlemen. So he's 26.1, so he's just over his, and literally just a minuscule over his optimum weight, which is fine because we're in the middle of testing a different food, so that could possibly be a readjustment. So I wasn't overly concerned about what his weight would be, but I walked out, I was like, oh my god, he's like over a kilo heavier than he was last time. But he was nowhere near over a kilo heavier. I was just like, oh my god. Anyway, so that was quite entertaining. That was my total duh moment of the day. Let's see how this update's doing.
Quick nav 1, heading level 2, OS 10 update, 42% group.
42%.
Quick nav off.
Okay, I'm just updating my Mac, my iOS, both updated yesterday. I don't know whether it's just, I need to test this, but I actually think my swiping is better on my iPad than it was in the last version of iOS 7, which is strange, I know. But when I was swiping around I do tend to swipe a lot more on my iPad than I do on my phone. When I was swiping around the Audio Boo record screen, because when you record on the iPad, it pops up a different screen. It's not, it doesn't go in, it's a pop-up screen as opposed to a new screen like it is on the iPhone. I could never get it to swipe properly, but it's doing it fine now. So the true test will be in Spotify, because that's where I have issues swiping. So I usually don't use my keyboard to navigate. It's not something I do, like doing. I prefer to navigate on the screen, but hey, anything for an easy life, right? So I finished The King, which is the, I think it's the 12th book in the Black Dagger Brotherhood series by J.D. R. Ward, while I couldn't sleep last night. It was good. I thought it was going to be really sad, and she was going to make me cry, but she didn't, so it was alright. Spoiler alert, by the way. I suppose some people could still cry at what happened, though, so not technically a spoiler, but... Yeah, anyway, before I take this ball... So I started Written in My Heart, Own Heart's Blood today, which is... earlier hours this morning when I couldn't sleep, which is the 8th book in the Outlander series. I'm into my series at the moment. I do like my series books, because I just can't let go of characters. I have an issue. That's interesting. I was supposed to be going to psychic development tonight, spiritual development, whatever you want to call it. But I feel so tired. I had a bit of a nap this afternoon because I literally probably had about 3 hours sleep. And I had a bit of a nap, cheeky nap, after I'd done everything I needed to do. And I woke up and I just felt awful. So I was like, yeah, I think I better stay home. Like, really not very cool. So hopefully I'll sleep tonight. We will see. I went for a coffee this morning after I took Bertie to vets to get the flea treatment. So doggies will be getting flea tonight, hopefully. I hope I've had a brush today. And I usually brush them every other day. I don't know, got dog food every day, but I'm naughty and don't. It's usually every other day. And if it's raining all the time, it's not every other day either, because it can be, well, there's nowhere really to brush up. Bertie's not too bad because his coat's quite short, so Bailey sheds so badly I can't brush him in the house. I have to brush him outside. And if it's raining, it's drizzling a bit, it's not too bad, but if it's pouring down with rain, it's not cool to brush it in the rain. So, not for either of us. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, let's see what my max.
63% group.
I'm getting there.
58.6 megabytes
of 92.3 megabytes, 40 minutes. I'm such a liar. Always gives me like a really long time. I suppose it's overestimation is better than underestimation. So, but I think I'm going to go have a Muller Rice and B, a total catch potato and watch EastEnders. Because I'm cool like that. Or not, it's the case maybe. I do admit I do tend to watch some of the soaps. I don't watch Everdale. But I always go on Digital Spy and see what's happening. I'm quite pathetic like that. Yeah. I don't know what we've got planned for the rest of the week, Bertie Pops. I'm not sure. Thursday I've got a doctor's appointment. Just an asthma checkup. And tomorrow, I'm not sure what we're doing tomorrow. We'll see how warm it is. So it wasn't too bad today. This morning when I was working him, we had a good walk up to the vets. It's a good, it used to be about 25-minute walk with Bailey. With Bertie it's about 15. On our power walk mission, so I'll probably go for a walk tomorrow morning before it gets too warm, and then I'm not sure what else is going on. I can't believe we're in July, and if anyone misconstrued that I said it was my birthday yesterday, it wasn't my birthday yesterday, it's my birthday this month. It's the 18th of this month. Not that I'm telling everybody because I'm expecting anything, but just because someone messaged me and said it's happy birthday, and I was like, what? Did I say it was my birthday? I didn't mean to. It's not. Not for another 2 weeks-ish. Just over. So, anyway, I hope everyone has a good Tuesday evening, whatever you may be doing, and talk to you all soon.